Open your reading booklet to Unit 11. Look at the first word. The Portuguese speaker is going to pronounce it.
Amigo.
There is a strong tendency when reading aloud to try to say the words as if you were reading English instead of Portuguese. Be careful to avoid this. The Portuguese speaker will read number one again. Repeat after him, trying to imitate his pronunciation and paying attention to the ending of the word. Always speak aloud.
Amigo. Amigo.
The Portuguese O often sounds like U when it is at the end of a word and when it is not stressed. Note also the sound of the
A
and the
E.
Now try to read number two.
Comigo. Comigo.
Note the two sounds of the O and that the C has a K sound. Now try to read number three.
Comida.
Notice that here the A had a short sound. This is the customary sound when the A is at the end of a word. Note also the stress in the middle of the word, which is the general pattern in Portuguese. Read number three again.
Comida.
Try to read number four.
Fica.
Number five has the two different sounds of A, one stressed and the other unstressed. Listen and repeat.
Nada. Nada.
Try to read number six. Remember the stress in Portuguese.
Acaba.
Now look at number seven. In Portuguese, the CH combination is pronounced like the English SH. Try to read number seven. Remember the sound of the O at the end of a word.
Chamo.
Try to read number eight. Here, both the O's will have the same U sound, and the final letter is almost silent.
Chocolate. Chocolate.
In European Portuguese, when the S is at the end of a word, it is pronounced sh. Try to read number nine.
Mesh. Mesh.
Now try number 10. Remember the stress is in the middle of the word.
Chamamos. Chamamos.
Try number 11, which has the stressed and unstressed sounds of A.
Falamos.
Repeat number 12 after the speaker, noting the R in the middle.
Marcha. Marcha.
Try to read number 13, which is a man's name.
Marcos.
Now try to read number 14. The first O will sound like O.
Fomos.
Now repeat number 15 after the speaker, paying attention to the sound of the letter E. In the ER combination, it sounds somewhat like ear. Note also the Portuguese D.
Perda. Perda.
Notice that an initial P is softer or more muted in Portuguese than in English. Now you read number 15.
Perda.
In number 16, the U has the sound of the double O in the English word to. And the last T-O-S sounds like ch. Try to read number 16.
Minutos. Minutos.
Number 17.
Acho.
Number 18. A P sometimes sounds like a cross between a P and a B. Try to read number 18.
Por. Por.
Number 19.
Livro.
And now read number 20.
Charuto. Charuto.
This is the end of Unit 11 and the end of today's lesson. PIMSLR courses work most effectively when the units are done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2015 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording copyright 2015 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.